This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
They should want to lose.
I know this goes against everything that's black and yellow. They've been a competitive team for the entire time that Mike Tomlin's been there. But since Ben Roethlisberger got to like the last 2 or 3 years of his career, they were not a championship contender. And they played just well enough to never get a high enough pick to go get the next Ben Roethlisberger. You're not going to find that dude in free agency either. So whether it's Mason Rudolph, whether it's Aaron Rodgers, they should want to suck finally. They should want to get a top 10 pick in a quarterback draft that looks to be a lot better next year than the one that there was this year.
Ryan Clark saying the Steelers should be trying to suck. We have had this conversation before. Aren't they too deep into the non-sucking to just turn around and suck, though?
He wants them to suck because he doesn't like Aaron Rodgers, doesn't want Aaron Rodgers to come here, and he knows if Aaron Rodgers comes here that they might be pretty good.
All right,
saying that.
All right, that aside, isn't it too deep into the proceedings here to suck? They're too good to suck.
They're not going to suck. They never have.
I know, and that's his point, is that they should have after Ben, and maybe back then it would have made sense, but now it doesn't, especially when there's 6 quarterbacks that could be first-round picks, and we don't know which one of them is the best. And even next year at this time, well, rewind like 3 weeks, even next year, 3 weeks before the draft, we're not going to know definitively who the best one is. Like, I think Ryan kind of stepped on his toes a little bit, and stepped on his point, I should say, a little bit here. Like, this is going to be a good quarterback draft coming up. At least, that is the consensus opinion. We'll see. You're going to be able to get one, even if you're not terrible. And they were never going to be in a position to, let's say it was, we got this so much before Will Howard, and now Will Howard's everybody's, you know, favorite right now, the flavor of the month. Oh, they need to stink so that they can get Arch Manning. They were never going to be in a position to be the worst team in the NFL. Do people understand how hard it is to be the worst team in the NFL? It's really freaking hard. Look at Jacksonville. Look at Cleveland. Look at these rosters. The Giants had a 3.5 win total, and I think it bumped up to 4.5 when Russell Wilson came in. You know how hard it is to lose that much?
Mm-hmm. It's difficult.
It is.
It's like getting below a 250 on the SATs.
Why you look me dead in the eye when you said that?
Yeah, if you wrote your name on it, you get 400 points, right?
Yeah.
By the way, if they try to suck, Cleveland will be better at it.
Correct.
Yeah. So, you know, you can't beat somebody at their own game. So I think it's, I despise that take. I really don't like it. And I respect Ryan Clark. He's a hell of a player. He's done a great job with his career. He's a great Steeler. But that's a bad take, man. That goes against, as he eloquently said, it goes against everything that this city and that franchise are about. That's trying to win.
Yeah, I'm shocked that he said that because he knows the mental makeup of the organization and Mike Tomlin to know that they would never do that. And they're not going to do that. And Mike Tomlin has been very successful at not doing that. I'm surprised that they should have did this. Like, you know that they're not. Like, you are a part of the organization. You know how Mike Tomlin approaches every single day. He approaches every single day to be a successful coach. They are not going to just be bad.
It's why Mike Sullivan's not with the Penguins anymore.
Yeah.
He wants to win every day. He doesn't want to sit around and lose on purpose so that 2 years down the road he can be happy when he's in it every moment. Like, look, I think you can make a reasonable argument that the best thing to do at times is to tank. When Mario Lemieux is waiting for you, you can tank. When Sidney Crosby and Ovechkin and Malkin and Staal and Fleury are all potential draft picks that you can get, then yeah, it behooves you to suck. This is the worst year to make this argument, I think. Like, oh, you should really tank this year so that next year you can draft highly and get one of these quarterbacks. There are going to be six. There were six last year.
Mm-hmm.
Bo Nix was the sixth quarterback taken. Let's say you're average and you don't move up. Get next year's version of Bo Nix?
Yeah, right. You're going to get somebody. Like, somebody's going to fall.
Right. And let's say that you stunk, or let's say you wind up picking 20th and you want to move up to 12th. You can do that. And not all these teams need quarterbacks.
Right.
Like, I'm looking at the mock draft simulator for next year. The Giants, in this, however they determined it, the Giants have the first pick next year. Let's just use this for argument's sake. They just drafted Jackson Dart.
They're not going to pick
a
quarterback.
They're not going to pick a quarterback. Cleveland will. They're two. Tennessee, three. They will not.
No.
The Jets will.
Maybe.
Probably. We'll see if Justin Fields.
If he does well, right?
Yeah. He's a wild card here because he's still young enough. I can't talk out of both sides of my mouth when I wanted the Steelers to bring him back. The Saints.
Maybe Shuck might be their guy.
Could be. Maybe Spencer Rattler.
Mm-hmm.
But they could absolutely be quarterback needy. Carolina won't be, I don't think. The Raiders, I don't think so.
No.
Rams will.
Colts, Rams, yes, yes. Patriots, no. Seahawks, maybe. Dallas, no. Like, there are quarterback needy teams, no doubt. You only need to jump one, right? Or two. And you're going to have to pay a pretty penny to do that. Okay. Or you could sacrifice your soul and try to suck on purpose.
Generally, you don't tank in a coach's 18th season.
Right.
He's untankable.
When you just spent $150 million on a number one receiver.
Right. They clearly don't view it this way. The question is,
why would you make this point at this? How does this take have any merit at this present time?
Exactly. Right.
Like, what are you trying to say?
It would have been
told you.
It would have been
right. Aaron Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers. Yeah. It would have been different. Even
he ain't even signed yet.
Correct.
He knows he's going to.
He's going to be here.
And he's mad about it.
It would have been different last year, and we've had these conversations. Like last year, going into this draft, like they're not going to win a Super Bowl. They need a quarterback. All right, try to tank, get the number one pick, and you get Cam Ward. There's one guy. You feel like next year you got to find the quarterback. Can't wait any longer. Okay, tank. If there's six first round quality quarterbacks next year, you're gonna have guys getting picked until number 15. You can move up and get one. So this to me isn't the year to tank. Now, if that quarterback fails, maybe you try a different philosophy, and maybe Mike Tomlin's not here anymore. But next year's not the year you tank into. It's just not. These teams, it is impossible. You could trade T.J. Watt. You could trade Minka Fitzpatrick. You are not going to be worse than the Giants. You are not. They won eight games, would have picked 18th overall if they didn't trade it for Minka when they had Tweedledee and Tweedleduck at quarterback.
Tweedleduck.
You like that one. Doran's heard it too much. He's annoyed by it. The Giants are going to be worse. It's impossible the Browns aren't going to be worse. The Titans, the Jets, the Saints, Carolina. I think the Raiders, that's questionable. I think I like kind of some of the things they're doing mm-hmm. there. Indy's going to blow. New England's going to suck.
New England's not going to suck, but go ahead.
Oh, they have Vrabel.
They'll be okay.
They're going to be worse than the Steelers.
It'll be the same.
All right. Well, then, screw me. I was on a roll.
Jets?
They're gonna absolutely bomb.
Well, I mean, you said Fields is young. What?
That's what he's got going for him.
What have we not already seen? What have we missed over the 4 years he's played?
Yeah, I think Doran's fair though. Like I say, oh, Jets are gonna take a quarterback. Maybe not. Maybe not.
If he does good this year,
they got him on a 2 year what?
Well, 40.
That's nothing.
Yeah. That's a tryout based type mm-hmm. deal, and if he wins the tryout, then he'll be the quarterback.
There you go. He probably won't, but yeah, you're right. If he's that's why they signed him. That's why I wanted the Steelers to sign. Maybe he's the guy. Small chance. Maybe he's the guy. So this to me isn't the year to tank. Love Ryan. Love his opinions. He's very good at television. I wish I had his money. But I just don't think this is the year for the tank. Do you? 412-928-9370.
Let me get you a nice little AC initial type thing for your lapel for tomorrow.
Like for Shador?
Yeah. No, like Ryan Clark. His RC.
RC.
Shador had a lapel pin and a $100,000 chain at his draft party room.
Yikes. You know what's underrated? RC Cola.
Yeah.
They used to have it over at
Penn's Games.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like the RC.
Do you like RC Cola?
Mm-hmm. It's
Pepsi.
It's not.
I mean, it's
remember
Pepsi.
Surge? Did you ever have Surge?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I used to sneak and drink that when I was little.
Surge?
Yeah. I think that's bad for your
well, it has like, it had
sperm
like,
count or something.
It had like yellow 1 through 13 in it, and then like green 10 through 7.
Mm-hmm.
I loved Surge.
Which really hurts you.
Oh.
Mountain Dew Code Red.
You give a Surge
mellow yellow
to an 11-year-old,
they're surging.
They're like a Wall Street broker high on cocaine.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They are going.
Remember, I'd have a think can of Surge and some Warheads.
Mm-hmm.
I thought I was living.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I saw a bit on that the other day. Do you know that was not part of the script?
No, yeah, that was improvised.
And DiCaprio, he was doing it to warm up his vocal cords. And DiCaprio told him, why don't you do that? And then he did it. Matthew McConaughey did it.
That's I love that.
What a great movie.
Tremendous movie. Never saw it.
One of the best.
Wolf of Wall Street.
I think it's one of the best movies. I'm not going to say probably best top 25 movie of all time.
Get the Ludes.
Dude, I'm watching. I told you about Mobland. And Tom Hardy is so good.
We don't have time for Tom Hardy talk.
Oh, we have time for Tom Hardy talk.
We'll get to it next at 412-928-9370. Is this the year for the Steelers to tank for a quarterback? You can weigh in such places like the text line, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Or if it floats your boat, you can follow us on Twitter, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
.net. Text her at 412-928-9370. All right, Crowley, if you don't want to tank, I guess you're just happy with another winning season and another year without a playoff win. If you don't tank, you won't get the best quarterback. Oh, really? Really? You know who the first quarterback was in the 2018 NFL draft? I'll tell you. Baker Mayfield has had a nice career now. Threw 40 touchdowns last season. Second quarterback taken was Sam Darnold. Are either of those guys better than Josh Allen or Lamar Jackson?
No.
No, they are not. They were both selected in the draft higher than those guys. Was Mitch Trubisky not selected higher than Patrick Mahomes?
Yes.
He was. So you can make the argument, oh, you need to tank to make sure you get the best of those six quarterbacks. No one knows who the best is going to be. There might be, by the time the draft rolls around, a clear, an obvious number one. There might be. But it's going to be beauty in the eye of the beholder. One of these six guys, five guys for it, whatever it is, falls to you, could wind up being the best quarterback. You don't know. Oh, why don't we tank for Tua? That's what the Dolphins did, right? Then they screwed the tank up, wound up getting to an eighth anyhow. You better tank. If you don't tank, you can't get the guy.
Jalen Hurts.
Jalen Hurts, second round pick. It does not matter what I'm saying. What I'm saying doesn't matter. But what I'm saying now is this is not the year to tank. You're going to get a quarterback regardless with a first round grade on. You don't need to tank. Now, in another year, if you get tired of this, like next year's your shot. Take one, develop him. Hopefully he's the guy. If he's not, and then you want to tank after that because you want to try something new, totally for it. If there's a Lemieux, if there's a Crosby, if there's an Andrew Luck kind of prospect, Peyton Manning, fine. But this ain't the year. And you're not going to be able to be bad enough to draft number one anyhow. You're just not. Got to get Arch number one. Not going to happen. No shot. Zero chance. 0% chance.
You said it all.
Yep.
Nothing else needs to be said.
Got on the soapbox here.
You just blacked out and just went crazy.
I haven't blacked out in a while.
You just did 2 weeks ago.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Did you black out?
Just at the end of the night when I was peeing in my shower.
Not in the shower, but just standing outside of the shower to pee in the shower.
Yeah.
He wasn't like in the shower. He peed in the shower.
Then I turned the shower. Then I turned the water on. Fooled my wife. I came out 20 minutes later in all my clothes, just totally dry. It was a wedding.
That's amazing.
It was a wedding. I have not had a sip of alcohol since.
So that's why you're drying out a little bit.
Yeah, it was a wedding, and I'm old, and really, it wasn't about that, because everything was fine. Everything was okay. But the next day, oh.
Didn't feel good?
Oh, my God.
Were you bedridden?
Pretty much.
Really?
It was the G&Ts. I had like 4 G&Ts in the final hour of the proceedings, and it was... I was burping up Christmas trees for like 2 straight days.
Did you mix different types of alcohol?
Yes.
That's the worst.
Yes. It was Guinness and Miller Lite, Peroni and Mick Ultra, because now I'm slowing
those
down.
All 4 of those are the same type of alcohol.
Guinness.
They're all beer.
Yeah.
But you didn't go like beer, wine with dinner, gin and tonic later, maybe a old fashioned to cap the
night.
You
did, right? Didn't you have,
it was all beer. Until it was the gin and tonics.
Oh, I thought you had something else in between. Didn't you take a shot? A couple shots?
That was the pirate game.
Oh, okay.
The next day.
You know, if we're going to take on this gorilla 100-1, we got alcohol on our side.
What's that going to do?
That's going to make us be
more willing. Is this gorilla thing? I saw this a little bit on...
A little bit?
Do you know what we need to do with him? We need to set him up with a nice 24-year-old girl.
No, I was busy yesterday. So I saw it. I didn't really fight. Like I saw it. I know what you guys are talking about, fighting a gorilla.
Yes.
And I saw Bechtel was tweeting about it, right?
Dude, the entire world's tweeting about it. No,
far from the entire world.
I mean, the entire country.
They are?
Yeah.
So this is a social media trend.
Oh, yeah.
The trend is like, what's the...
100 men versus 1 full-grown male gorilla.
Who would win?
I'd go with the gorilla.
Yeah.
Now, are the men armed?
Dorian, no.
This unarmed. Is hand-to-hand combat.
Yes.
Dorian convinced me because I thought, it's 100 of us. We got this.
No.
A gorilla can lift 4,000 pounds. 1 gorilla. 4,000 pounds.
What animal are you most afraid of?
Shark.
A shark?
Yeah.
My fellow man.
I used to have dreams as a kid that a lion escaped the zoo and was just gallivanting through my neighborhood, and I was running away from it.
Like Jumanji.
Great
movie. Kind of like Jumanji, yeah. So lion's up there, but a gorilla would be close.
Like a
silverback?
Yeah, 100 males would absolutely, like, it would not go well.
We'd have no shot.
No shot.
So no, like, contraband or ropes?
No, nothing. Except for just your mind, if you can outsmart it. Which, that's the only case of winning. For the human male.
I said this in my car yesterday, and then my daughter started asking a million questions because she didn't know what the word meant. But there's all these traffic lights out, and no one has any idea how to do the 4-way stop without the traffic light. Spoiler alert, it's the same as a stop sign. You morons. But it's crazy. You got people cutting each other off. We have no chance if there's an apocalyptic event.
No.
None. And that's why I am most afraid of, if you're asking me about a beast, an animal, I'm most afraid of man, capable of incredible things and evil things.
I'm more afraid of AI than man.
Point Bostic.
Robots. Robots scared the bejesus out of me.
Coming up next. Clock's ruined. We've butchered
it. What
are
you pointing at?
He's pointing at the clock.
I was being pointed at to point at the clock.
Oh.
He's got no say back there.
People don't even know who you're talking about. Mimey back there. Did Big Ben Roethlisberger take a shot at Mulsey? Is Big Ben listening to the fan on the reg? We'll get to that Coming up next, the Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. Social media's biggest... Social media's biggest loser is brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss.
When I got hit, I got hit.
Visit them at awaken180weightloss.com.
I was hitting guys like...
Blindsided.
Okay.
Planted.
Why is your back all messed up? Oh, maybe because I played football my whole life, Pat, and I was in the trenches.
You should see my shoulder.
You didn't get hit as much as I did.
But when I got hit, I mostly didn't see it coming, and I got planted by 350-pound guys.
Well?
You ran away from those guys. They were coming down on me like... You know what on you know what?
Do you know what the what he's talking about?
They were coming after me.
How do you feel?
My body?
Yes.
I didn't play in the NFL. I didn't play as long as you did, but I don't feel great.
So how do you think that I feel?
Okay. Yeah. Right. Point taken.
Bad.
But I would say this.
You're making fun of me.
I'm not making fun of you. You don't look like your body should hurt.
Looks can be deceiving.
Yeah. You don't look like... You're not...
Don't.
You're not Crowley.
I knew eventually a stray was going to come my way. My face hurts. I've been laughing so much.
This is fun.
All right, Big Ben. The PM team seems to think that Roethlisberger took a shot at Mulsey. We've been told that Roethlisberger listens to the station quite frequently. Hi, Ben, if you're out there. We miss you. The team sucks without you. Was this Ben taking a shot at Chris?
You know, there was someone I heard, there was a knock. Well, he played with a bunch of NFL caliber talent. Well, what's he going to be playing with now? Who did he beat NFL caliber talent teams to?
Right.
You know, that's the most ridiculous remark I've ever heard. I don't even know who made it.
Well, the venom and the fact that there was no credit given does make me think he may well have been talking about Mulsey. But this was a topic of conversation yesterday on the morning show with Whaley. We were talking about how difficult it is to kind of evaluate these Ohio State quarterbacks and trying to pull at the thread on why so many of them have failed. And the reason I've heard bandied about is that you are working in as close to a perfect ecosystem in college as you're going to get. And that's what we were getting at. Just why do we... Hey, Doug, who's a GM for a very long time. Doug, why do you think these Ohio State guys are such a difficult evaluation? Why have they failed? That's all we were talking about.
And before that, I mean, an hour or so before that, I said, I don't agree sometimes why there's a negative knock on quarterbacks that have talent around them. Now, I was like, there are situations like Matt Leinart, like, okay, but like some of these quarterbacks, because they have NFL talent, may mean that they know how to work with NFL talent in college and will be able to work with NFL talent in the pros.
You think Joe Burrow had any talent around him?
He had a lot of talent around him. I will say this. I think... It's not the fact that he played with NFL talent. It's the fact that in the Big Ten, the skill talent that Ohio State has is so far superior to everybody else in that league, it's not even close. And it's been like that for 10 years, 15 years.
Yeah.
The SEC, yeah, you've got Justin Jefferson and Ja'Marr Chase, but across the way is Devontae Smith, and down the street is DK Metcalf.
And all these massive Georgia edge rushers,
right,
and defensive linemen.
So week in and week out, you're playing like-minded, talented teams. Whereas Ohio State's playing Minnesota and Rutgers and Maryland and then even Penn State. I mean, they didn't have a receiver, didn't have more than what, how many catches?
They're terrible.
Their perimeter skill is not even close to Ohio State. Now they're getting better. Michigan has gotten a little bit better. But that's, I think, where the Ohio State rub is for me, is that they generally have their skill perimeter talent is so far superior to their conference foes that it gives them a huge advantage.
Clean pocket, you're throwing open guys.
And then, like, in this year, you know, you beat Ohio State, you know, that once you got to the playoff, you saw that, okay, it adds up. It's mm-hmm. still there. Like, they've been hitting their head against that for a while. And this year it was like, okay, they've just cleared the hurdle. So I think Will Howard's situation may be a little bit different than a Justin Fields or a C.J. Stroud. Even though they had success, you saw once they started playing SEC teams, it would kind of level off. This year, that did not happen.
But he also did at Kansas State, too, so let's keep
that
in mind.
He did. I think on its face.
Without the NFL talent.
On its face, saying a guy has NFL talent and that's why they're good. Compared to what? Compared to who they play week in and week out? Okay, if they have a lot more NFL talent, which Ohio State does, then that's a knock.
Well, and it's really just trying to get to, and maybe there's no answer other than it's just random NFL-ness, There's only been one Ohio State quarterback that has been really good, and even that guy's only been in the league a couple of years.
Yeah.
It's just a bizarre thing.
Yeah.
It's like, a bizarre, and there might not be an answer. It just might be what has happened.
There hasn't really been a Penn State quarterback that's been,
or Alabama.
I mean, Jalen Hurts is he Alabama or is he Oklahoma?
Right. I mean, I don't know if that, I mean,
Tua.
And they're not great.
But I mean, yeah, I mean, I think there is something to Joe Burrow's the exception, LSU national championship.
Obviously. 360 touchdowns.
I mean,
insane.
But like Penn State, Kerry Collins?
Yeah.
I mean.
I did that. Yeah, you like.
Notre Dame? It's been a while.
Joe Montana, pretty good.
Brady Quinn was probably the last
that
was
supposed
to be.
It's been a while.
Deshaun Kizer got a run. Yeah, he didn't turn out all that good. How do you think Ben's body's feeling, by the way? He's kind of the meld of UT. Played in the league, and he was quarterback.
He got hit a lot. You add the amount of times that Pat and I have gotten hit,
yeah,
that amounts to probably.
I play golf with Ben. Hit. He's in pretty good shape.
He looks great.
He hits it a mile.
He got hit a lot.
Who did, Ben?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He also shed tacklers like.
That, too.
Water dripping off of his back. It's just easy.
How does a guy. See, like, I'm always so confused. Like, how does a guy like that. And it was on, I don't know where it was at. It was like a couple of months ago, and the Big 33 of his year was on TV. And I was watching, and Ben was skinny, but he still was tall. And like, he was bigger. He looked bigger than everybody in the Big 33 game. How does a guy like that only have a Miami of Ohio offer? Like, how does he just have an offer from Miami of Ohio?
Look at Will Howard.
Like, that's crazy
Kansas
to me.
State. Like, Ben, yeah, I mean, he just.
He was a hooper.
He slipped through the cracks.
Crazy athletic.
Crazy athletic.
Like, how does he only have his best offers Miami of Ohio?
I don't know. I have no idea.
He played late because he was a wide receiver for a while.
Some guys peak late. They take up a position later.
I'm still waiting to peak.
You're valleying.
Ben was sacked 554 times in his career, fifth most all time. Aaron Rodgers hoping to add to that total and absolutely will if he plays in the NFL this season. He leads all time with 571 sacks. Just one ahead of Fran Tarkenton. But enough on that. We have one more segment to go. What will we talk about? Nobody knows. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. Pat Bostic was not familiar with the one gorilla versus 100 man challenge, but he was familiar with the Sprite challenge, which I was not familiar with.
Neither was I.
You're supposed to drink a 12-ounce bottle or can of Sprite and go the entire time without burping and see if you can do it. And the videos are friggin' hilarious.
Hilarious.
Yeah, I don't know if it's it's got to be real, right?
Yeah.
The burps that come out of these human beings are otherworldly.
If I weren't such a weenie scaredy cat, I would say let's do that tomorrow at the end of the show and just all hammer down some Sprite and see where the burps might take us. But
what are you scared of?
I'm afraid it would lead to some gastrointestinal issues.
Well.
You want to know what I'd eat yesterday? I'm a total hypocrite. For breakfast, you get those protein cookies?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I got two of those. Got home, two bowls of Honey Nut Cheerios cereal. Then I ate a hot dog and baked beans. For dinner, I had a Guinness Zero and popcorn.
Guinness Zero and popcorn for dinner?
You are truly you're an insect.
I'm a
You're an insect.
I'm a specimen. So maybe the Sprite will be the healthiest thing I put into me. That do you think there's any real lemon and lime up in that?
No. No chance.
There got to be at least some, right? It can't just be all artificial.
You had popcorn and a Guinness Zero for dinner.
Well, I watched the Bucks. Yeah.
Interesting.
So maybe my stomach is the perfect ecosystem for this 12 ounces of Sprite. Carbonated water. High fructose corn syrup or sugar, citric acid, there it is.
Oh, acid, sounds great.
There it is, citric acid, natural flavors. Oh, we're good.
Yeah, you're real good.
Mm-hmm. Potassium benzoate.
Benzoate.
Sodium benzoate. I kick around you know what, tomorrow, 9:50, I'm going to hammer myself a Sprite Zero.
They have it in the back.
Oh, man.
Let's do it.
He might throw up.
Oh, boy. I shouldn't have showed you that.
We'll do it for charity. We'll do it for the Fan 5 alarm. We could do that. I'll drink that.
Nice pushing it back.
Second annual Fan 5 Alarm Marathon presented by Allegiant Community Federal Credit Union will take place June 5th and 6th. This year, the broadcast will take place at Upper St. Clair Volunteer Fire Department. You can donate now at 937thefan.com to help support local volunteer fire departments in our area. Brought to you by Charles Leach Insurance, Firehouse Subs, True Fan Travel, People's Natural Gas, Lewis Anthony Jewelers. All right. Until tomorrow. Pat, this has been wonderful.
Thank you. It's been fun. And shout out to all of our local first responders and firefighters and stuff for the storms. And if you can support the 5-Alarm Marathon, do so. It's very important. We saw how important it is in times of need and danger.
That's well said, Pat.
Very well said.
Hopefully the storms aren't too bad tonight and start moving other crap around.
Like my trampoline.
Well, maybe it moves it back.